Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. My name's Jimmy. His name's Zach behind the desk. Skipped you a little bit.
You said his name's Jimmy.
My name's Jimmy. His name's Jake.
Yes.
That's Zach behind the desk. Yankees pregame show, a Friday day game, home opener for the Rays. Friday day games, very, very rare. Always interesting to me. I haven't seen this lineup yet, Jake. I mean, we just got done with recording Talking Baseball. Yes. The lineup came out. We knew there was no Judge in there. I knew that already from yesterday. I would have bet a lot of money. There's no Judge. I haven't seen the rest. Someone in the chat just said, I want Jimmy's thoughts on the rest. Is the rest of the lineup not normal? Very excited. I'll read through it right now.
You label normal.
DJ LeMay is leading off playing second base. Okay, Stanton slides up to the two-hole to replace Judge. They tried Glaber there last time. Now it's Stanton DHing playing in the two-hole. Aaron Hicks back in the three-hole. Glaber in the four spot. Gary Sanchez moves up to the five. Jay Bruce, six. Clint Frazier, seven. Gio Urshela, eight. Mike Tauchman in left field getting the start. Okay.
Yeah.
Batting ninth. So he replaces Judge and plays left and Clint goes to right.
Yeah, and then, yeah, it's not that crazy. I mean, Stan fills the Judge spot. Pretty much everyone slid up. Gary getting a little early season nod up to five hole. Good for him. He deserves it. He's been swinging with some pop. And, yeah, talkie-talkie versus Gardy. Turf monster. Yankees live in fear of the turf, so they even if they wanted to play Gardy 3 days in a row, they still wouldn't. He's got old man privileges. Gardy probably plays center tomorrow. They'll probably rest him for that and rest Hicks again a day with the turf. So, yeah, I mean, you can play around with the puzzle pieces and make sense. Well, interested to see early fake what to watch for that counts. Tauchman used to be really good against lefties. That was part of his signature. Like, he kind of took away his power swing. We talked about it when we did our spring training thing with him. So, against Rich Hill, maybe he can spark that again. That could be a little notch in his belt. But, yeah, I mean, without Judgy, this is, I don't know. We could have came pretty close to this lineup. It makes sense.
Yeah, I like going Stanton in the two-hole instead of Glaber. Stan's been hitting the ball better, and it kind of gives you that same effect with like DJ and Stan. That's what they like.
Be, yeah.
If they're going to keep Hicks in the three, I mean, whatever. I don't really have any qualms. I'm excited for Tauchman. I'm happy that he's getting out there. What was I going to say?
I think Clint's probably a good game away from getting the five hole treatment.
Well, yeah, he's 0 for his last 9, so he would need to come back from that. And then, like, I think he's like 1 for his last 13.
Good game away.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't think they will. I think they like the idea of stashing him. Clint was on the Mike Studd podcast the other day. And he said that he's excited to just be stashed in the 6, 7, 8 all year and have no pressure. And he said that on the podcast. Like, yeah, I'm pretty cool. I get to just chill back in the 7, 8, 9, hit 40 bombs. Mike Studd said that, hit 40 bombs. He said, yeah. So maybe he likes that.
Yeah. But I listened to all the other Mike Studd podcasts. I did not listen to the Clint one.
You liked all the others?
God, they're good.
Him and Higgy.
Oh,
that was a good one.
It's really good.
Nice. Kluber making his second start going against Rich Hill for the Rays. First time we're seeing the Rays since the postseason. Their lineup, they got Susugo DHing and leading off.
Love
How about
it.
That?
Love it, Rays.
That's Rays baseball.
Don't hold back.
Our DH leads off. Friend of the program, Austin Meadows, batting second. Playing left field, Randy Arozarena in right field. Had some mishaps against Red Sox. Also had a great play. Brandon Lowe. A little typo on our sheet here, but I like it. It's at second base. Yandy Diaz at first. Joey Wendell Willie Adames, Brett Phillips, and Zunino catching. A lot of lefties for Kluber to navigate. They got 5 lefties in their lineup, so interested to see that. It's Corey Kluber's birthday tomorrow, so he wants to have just like one good last day.
Yeah.
At this age. Just like, you know, one more. He's excited about that. I don't know. You got a what to watch for?
What was the spelling error?
L-O-E-W on Brandon Lowe.
L-O-E-W?
Yeah.
And then L-O-W-E?
Yes, they spelled it L-O-E-W.
Oh, I have an L-O-W-E on the sheet.
Ours.
Oh, you're looking at the graphic. I'm live on the YouTube. We got it right. Beautiful, Zach. I thought you were getting poo-pooed. I never poo-poo on my
No,
Zach.
I use the Talking Yanks when I
gotcha.
See all this
the
stuff.
The Talking Yanks Twitter, not the live YouTube. Shout out. How my people doing in the chat? Yeah, I mean, raise up, baby. This is what they do. A bunch of lefties early. A bunch of lefties that swing the stick on you big time. I mean, we could... We could see some big balls. Susugo, Meadows, they're swinging for the fence. Lau, also. And then that bottom of the lineup. Hey, no Kiermaier. Is he hurt? Is he banged up? Or I thought he was having a bad start. No, he's on the 10-day IL. So, hey, we're not bad start and 10-day IL. So, double whammy. No Kiermaier this series. How about that? Okay, yeah. I mean, an interesting test for Kluber.
Susugo's OPS plus through the season so far is negative. I've never seen a negative OPS plus.
Whoa.
That means he's 103% worse than the average baseball player through the first week of baseball. Have you ever seen a negative OPS plus?
At the top of the lineup. I think I have, but it's you only see it early in the year.
So like he's leading off today?
Like their backup catcher, 0-2, so he's in negative 100.
Kiermaier, negative 48. Wow.
Susugo, boom.
I have a what to watch for. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
People have been stealing on Zunino this season. Ooh. Like crazy. The Marlins in the first game of the season had a stolen base off of him. Then the Marlins in the second game of the season had 4 stolen bases off of him. Then the Red Sox in their game against him stole 2. 7 stolen bases, 0 caught stealing against Zunino. If Talkman gets on in the first, I want him going, or I want him making Ooh. Them think he's going. I don't know what other speedsters are in the lineup, like Clint. Maybe Clint can grab a bag. You know, Glaber's tried to grab bags before. I don't even need that. Hicks, I don't. Maybe he's fast. He should be able to. But yeah, Zunino's had trouble holding runners on. They've been stealing like crazy, and I would like the Yankees to kind of take advantage of that. It seems like it's something that the Marlins and Red Sox took advantage of. And chaos, and let's get out of double play zone if you got a guy with speed and try it out. Like, keep trying to steal on Zunino until he successfully throws someone out. That's what I'd say. So, especially Talkman getting the start, getting 3 at bats. If he gets on base, I want him going. Talkman has stolen 15 times. He's never been thrown out. Zunino's never thrown someone out. Let's cause some chaos on the base paths. Let's get out of the double play situation.
Need it. Need it, man. I love it for Talkie. I mean, get off to a crazy start. Hit that over on the over-unders pod early in the year. Let's snag a couple cheapies today off Zuniners.
Yeah,
do it. Am I saying that right?
Are you close? All around it? What are you watching for?
Who's this catcher, Zuniner? No, Mike Zunino. He'll hit a home run today. Jim, what I'm watching for, Kluber versus the Rays effect. Like that first hitter, like you're saying, I think they're trying to mess with the Klubot. Susugo having an awful start to the year. This is classic Rays. Oh, you're having an awful start? How about we DH you and bat you first today? I think the computer of Corey Kluber is like, wait. What?
Yeah.
I think you guys did this wrong. Also, I mean, this is more of a Rays what to watch for. Randy Arozarena is still on Is He the Best Ever watch. His batting average is back up to 300. Not a lot of pop ever. I want to see what he looks like. For the Yanks, man, it's G-Unit. I was kind of on this before, and I think I'm going to stay on it, was the, you know, no Voit, no Judge. And now you're in that vaunted Yankees 2 slot, the slot that the nerds have gone on about for years. DHing, man, No Judgy. It's Stanton's time, man, and he was barreling balls. He gets hot quick. Like, this is it. I'm locked in on every Stanton at bat. Let's get some violent off the turf stuff, maybe some trop chaos. Hit something like that's 500 feet out there, and we'll make up some new rules, mm-hmm. get my heartbeat going a little. Need to see that. It's Stanton season, man. I think outside of that, it's still Kluber versus the Rays. You know, the Rays are the guys who we still think are going to be the most, well, you know, arguably the most competition in the AL East this year. And more importantly, they mess with you. They do the funny business. You're going to see crazy lineups and weird stuff. I want to see how Kluber reacts to that. And hey, infield defense on the turf today. Ball comes in a little quicker. Corey Kluber puts it on the turf. Let's give him some help, guys. Especially puppy dog season.
Maybe it's better the ball gets to him quicker.
If he fields it.
Sasugo, 2 first, last 6. So hot as shit.
Hot.
He's been leading off for them.
Just caliente. Weird.
Just weird. Yeah, I like Stan. I like the trap. Best things you got. Like Stan, like let's. I love that Stan hit that single and then a single as along with the longest home run ever recorded in history. Doing it all.
Yeah.
So when he swings and misses, he looks so bad, though. Remember, he had that 2-0 and then 3 sliders in the last game? Yeah. That was bad.
That guy, I retweeted the guy. I forget who it was, but I gave him the retweet, bro. He said when Stanton hits something into the outfield and it gets past the outfielder, like it's in the shortstop third base hole.
Yeah.
Like it just looks like how a normal person hits a single, and mm-hmm. it's like the outfielder's no chance to cut it off.
Yeah.
He's wow. Sick.
Sick. Clint, a little redemption for that speaker job. You know he's thinking about it.
Maybe same speaker.
Same speaker.
Same speaker.
Just saying hi, what's up?
Also, just a little FYI, because, you know, not everyone's as dialed as we are. The Rays, you know, part of the allure of the Rays is the back of their bullpen. Two of their three monsters are out. Fairbanks, my guy, friend on Instagram, it's not a big deal. Likes almost everything I post. Whatever. Him and Nick Anderson are out, so it's Diego Castillo back there. And then, you know, we'll see the circus show that comes out of their bullpen per normal. But if they could work Rich Hill early in this game, get his pitch count up, the Rays bullpen, normally their strength, is not near what it should be.
Yeah, and Rich Hill only threw 71 innings in his last outing. He only went 4 innings pitched. And you're saying, like, the bullpen is beat up. It's really well rested because they had an off day as well, and they only had used 2 pitchers in the last game against the Red Sox. But the names aren't the same. And I think game 3, they have TBD right now.
Yeah.
And tomorrow they have Archer, who's not on a big pitch count either. So if you could really, and like Archer split the game with Rich Hill. Like I think Archer's kind of an opener situation. He only threw 50 pitches. So if you could get to the bullpen, make them use arms, make game 3 kind of suck for
now
them.
Now I kind of think they want arms.
Okay.
I think they're anticipating arms.
They got a lot. I mean, last game they went Yarbrough to McHugh, and they didn't use anyone else. Then they had the off day. So the Rays are...
Now I kind of want to bleed Rich Hill dead. Like, I just want to get, like, 1 run each inning.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, hey, 5 innings from Rich Hill. They got 5 runs? It's just like, yeah, 1 an inning.
You think they want 4 innings.
They're
four
ready
innings,
for the
4 innings shutout and then 6
With
innings
TBD
of bullpen.
TBD Friday, I think they want the pen.
Yeah.
It's just
they might go to the pen early. All right, well, let's go to pitching path to victory. I got a hair in my mouth.
Huge.
Pissing me off.
Pissing his mouth away.
Got it.
Jim Yanks had an off day.
Yep, they had an off day. They used a lot of pitchers the last game against Baltimore, but they had an off day. If anyone is going to be out, like they might stay away from Chad, even with the off day pitch two games in a row before that. I don't think they will if it's a close game and it's like a 3-run game. I don't think they will. But I wouldn't be surprised if they did. I think
he's the only coin flip today.
I think it's fair game, man. I think it's...
There's a new friend out there today, Jim. Justin Wilson added to the Yanks roster.
Yeah, so if it's a blowout, expect him to get an inning just to get some work in. If it's a close game, I don't think they'll go to him yet here. I think they're still working on that. If Kluber... I think it's a lasagna game. If Kluber can't get out of the 5th or only goes 4... Or they need a 5th 6-inning guy, I would go Lasagna first out of the pen. That's my guess.
Yeah, I think we're still also in burnout Litke season. And he didn't pitch the last game. He pitched the game before that. So I'm expecting to see Litke on the mound today. Interested in the Johnny Els. I think that's the winning pitching path to victory for sure. They'd like 2 innings out of him. Try to make that kind of his thing this year. And, yeah, the only thing I'm unsure about with Justin Wilson is, you know, they were lining up this day. They called him up. I wonder. The Yankees don't care about April. They don't care about anything. I think there's a chance that it could be like, hey, like you are getting in today, up or down or close game.
Wilson?
I think there's a chance of that. I don't know if I necessarily believe it, but I could also see that happen.
Okay. Interested in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't talk much about Kluber. I mean, we'll see what he's got. I mean, if he goes robot mode, pinpoint control. Go Tanaka. We need a new Tanaka. Rays killer.
Yeah, I'm a little scared. Oh, that would be cool. I'd sign up for that. I guess what makes me nervous about that, and it was part of my what to watch for, is, you know, the Rays are going to try to raise him, and I think it's, you know, Kluber does a lot of ground balls, which infield defense is a concern for us currently on the turf. But, yeah, I'll sign up for that. Replace Tanaka. That's his whole thing.
The Rays have lost four in a row. It's their home opener, and they have – a negative OPS guy leading off who's also the DH.
Rays baseball.
So if anything, that scares me so much more than it makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
These fuckers. All right, so pitching path to victory. You think Wilson will get in? You think Litke will get in?
If I had to circle one thing, Litke will be in. Outside of that, not fully sure.
I think if it's a close game, Loaizaga, if it's a... bigger margin or loss, I think Wilson Litke is a good call there. Because they got a lot of lefties, so they're just going to bring the lefty in and make him switch. Or the Yankees don't go to lefty because they want to keep these lefties in.
Oh, yeah. No, that makes me think Litke's first one out.
Just to make the Rays use all their bullets.
Make your play or don't. Litke's still got really good lefty splits. Litke's first out.
All right, yeah, I kind of, you know, you have that lane there with Tsutsugo, Meadows, Rosie is a righty batting third, but then Brandon Lau's a lefty. So if you wanted to make them use all their bench pieces, you bring in a lefty and they start making all their changes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you might go Litke first if that's the lane that comes up. All right.
Mint liquor.
What's next?
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
I am up 2-0.
Huge.
On Jake, I'm up 3-1 total score, I believe.
All the handicap people.
Jake's giving me a little head start.
Give him a little push. Geo scratched Wade in. Hello.
Geo scratched and Wade's in?
That's what the chat's saying, and it's not someone just being obnoxious, I think. Let's check the Twitter sphere.
Bam. All right, let's get some steals.
Yeah, I like that. Tyler Wade is at second, DJ LeMahieu at third. I'm assuming Wade is batting 11th.
Yeah.
Looked like Kyle snapped from the Talking Yanks account. All right, fuck all that other stuff. The Yankees play in an hour. Let's enjoy some afternoon baseball. Love that.
All right, so Wade. So Steele, Wade and Talkman.
Let's run, babe.
Did they say why Gio's out? I mean, he had the elbow surgery.
Let's see. Gio scratch. I don't think we have a why yet.
Nothing came from his slide at home, right?
And we didn't got punched in the face.
Kind of got punched in the face.
Interested to see. Turf monster could be in play. Everyone gets hurt. So, time to call up Andujar. Easy in the chat.
Andujar's still hurt. Unless that's a joke. I think it is.
Jim, Homer Jeff, who's up? Who's playing?
God damn.
Zach?
Can tell you in 1 second.
Man.
We just get hurt.
I was trying to see. Marley said, let's just play this real quick.
All these judge questions because of his injury history and so on, so you can understand how we can be a little confused when we don't have. Would you consider him right now injured?
Dang, Marley.
So that's a yes. He just goes, dang, Marley. So
he keeps talking, right?
Yeah, but I'm mean, so
oh,
yes,
okay.
I mean, that's a good question.
Yes.
I don't know how to answer that.
Because he can't say yes.
That's fair.
Yes.
And if I answer yes or no, it's going to be conflated a lot of different ways. So I don't have him in the lineup today. I feel like he could probably play today. So I don't know. Well, I just more evaluation in 24 hours. It's a good question, but I'm not sure how to answer it.
Okay. Thank you.
Why is he taking BP?
Man, that's what I'm
like. If you're have side soreness and you can't play, then rest.
That's where it really does hit a tricky area where, like, he was playing good baseball and you start doing the, you know, I know obliques are different than hamstrings, but, like, when Stanton played hurt in what the first year he came over, like, I know, you know, Judge has something going on, but he was also playing good baseball. So it's a really weird thing. I get it, though. Obliques, I mean, it's a sensitive area. That's why they're, you know, if this was a hamstring, Judge would have been on the IL. But, like, I think he's still hitting the ball and playing good baseball. So I don't know. Like, who's making the final call? Is it Boone? Is it the training staff? Is it Judge? That's, like, I would love to know that. Did Aaron Judge say, I can play baseball today?
Of course.
And the Yanks are saying, you think so?
Yeah, I think the only reason, you have to, it's the player. So, like, they don't know how he feels. And I think Judge is hanging on and telling them, like, give me a day, give me a day, just give me a day, just give me a day. And eventually they're going to say, why don't you take 10 days and just IL him. But we'll see. I mean, he was swinging in BP, barely. Looked like a dad hitting his kid, little, like, outfield.
Those last two swings were real swings. I think he got both those out.
Jimmy goes first in the homer draft.
Aha!
Yeah.
Go me. All right. Well, I need to bring up the sheet again because I never remember who to choose from, and now I can't choose.
I wouldn't take Gio.
Don't take Gio. You know, new series. I get first pick. Easy peasy. I'm taking Stanton.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, what to watch for? Ooh. I don't know if I've taken this guy in the homer draft yet, but I've got fond memories of him as a righty at this field. I'm going with Aaron Hicks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Third, that time they turned him around. His righty swing has actually looked pretty good so far. He barreled up a few balls last game. So I'll go with Hicksy today. Maybe even a late turnaround lefty.
Okay.
Sounds like me in the paint playing hoop sack. God, you would have liked it. He loved it. And then I will be taking Gary Sanchez.
Wow.
Gary Sanchez, the crack engine.
The crack engine. Cool. Good job.
Do you really believe that? That I just did a good job?
No, I'm pretty ambivalent
okay.
about your picks.
Wow.
I don't think it's good nor bad. They're there. They exist. Okay. You'll probably get one. The Yanks are going to crush it.
You're going to take the guy who has a home run against Rich Hill, right?
Who's that?
Jay Bruce.
No, I'm not. I'm taking Talkman.
Oh.
First game of the series, and Talkman might not.
Inside the park.
Talkman might not play game two or three, and I hate when we get to the third game and I'm out of options. So I like Stanton a lot, and then I try to go for a deeper cut that, you know, he might not play in the next two games. And I think he looked good in spring training.
I like the Talkman pick.
This is going to be his first couple at-bats. Rich Hill these days is basically a curveball fastball pitcher, so you can try and jump him, prove it a little bit. It is left on left, but mostly I don't think he's going to start the next two games, so I think it clears up future
I like
ones.
The Talkman pick.
Thank you. Zach, whose picks do you like better? I have Stanton and Talkman. Jake has Hicks and Gary.
I liked what Jake was saying about Hicks.
Okay.
Convinced me, so I'll go with Jake.
Now, do you believe in that yourself?
Do I believe in myself?
Yeah.
Never.
Okay.
But well,
so it yeah. sounds like me again.
Yeah.
BPD rubbing off on you.
It's a tough day for me.
You're having a tough day.
Want to have an even tougher day, Zach?
Yes.
We can move on to the over-under. Mm. And once again, I've just been completely jobbed on the sheet here. The under hit, but someone marked up the sheet that the over hit gave Jake a point and gave me a loss.
Well, we play by the sheet. And them's the rules.
Seems weird.
Seems weird, right?
Whoops.
I'm going to go ahead and just change all the scores real quick. Mm-hmm. I'm 4-2. Jake is 3-3.
Yeah.
The under hit.
I mean, I should have been 4-2, but it's an entertainment pod.
You didn't go in there and switch the overs and unders?
Whoa.
Should I steal it?
No, I didn't. It was 9.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay.
Man of honor. It was 9.
Okay.
All right. What do you think it is today? You got the Trop. The lineup's just changed a lot. I don't know if Vegas is... What we have isn't including Wade. You got Rich Hill and Kluber. It is Kluber's birthday tomorrow, and I think Vegas always takes that. Yeah, I was going to say 9. 8.5 or 9, but I guess 9.
9.
9.
9. 9.
8.5.
8.5.
I'm taking the under. The Trop, I just feel like they're always close, low-scoring games.
Yeah.
And if they are going Rich Hill for just 4 innings, and then they're going to do a new pitcher every inning with Wade and Talkman in, not that I'm really knocking Talkman, but, you know, just with no Judge, blah, 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 I'm taking the under. I have today being like a quick day game. You're in the 5th inning, and you're like, what's even happened? Have we started yet? This is kind of boring.
Yeah, I'll go over. I think, many concerns about Kluber. I mean, Rich Hill, in theory, should be a good matchup for the Yanks. And if they can get that early lead, if they can get a 4-1 or a 3-1, you know, the Rays do have a bullpen day lined up. So we could get some slop now, which normally, when the Rays bullpen is right, there's not a lot of slop. But we might be able to get a little bit of Ray slop. So I'll say Yankees get an early lead. Stanton establishes himself. Homer draft. Listen to the what to watch for. Yanks get some slop. Build on that. I mean, we're looking at an 8-3 final.
I have it like 3-1. I got a low-scoring affair here. I don't know why. I didn't play your song, Zach. God damn it.
What the hell? Bad day for Zach,
it's
man.
A tough day.
It's okay. It just lines up with my day.
Oh, my God.
I had a bad day.
We can play it during the premonitions.
Oh, okay.
My premonition.
Do you have any premonitions?
Got one on the way.
Wade with a bunt hit.
With a bunt hat.
Because want to know why? I once made a lip reading video, or no, you could hear it, Rich Hill screaming about the shift because a guy bunted on him. I think it took place at the Trop, but he was pitching for a different team. And if they try to shift Wade, they shift Wade and he lays down a bunt. The Rays might shift on Wade to protect the bunt.
They'll have a third baseman in and they'll just do a normal lefty shift.
I'm thinking they have like the shortstop 5 feet to Rich Hill's. No, right next to the pitcher.
Do you have a premonition?
I just said it.
That's the premonition.
Wade bunt single.
Oh, I thought you were saying the shift.
No, I said my premonition is
I thought
Wade
you had
bunt
that
single.
Shift for real. Okay, Wade bunt single. For a hit.
For a hit, yeah.
Okay, I love
because
that.
Because Rich Hill hates the shift and hates bunts.
I love that. Fly away, fly away. Web gem in the outfield today for the Yanks.
Okay.
Talkie's out there. Clint feels a little better in right. Hixie's looked good this year. I don't think we've gotten like that nice outfield catch yet. I think today's the day.
Yeah, we haven't.
Yeah.
The closest was Gardy running in on that line drive, and that doesn't make any highlight.
Yeah,
really.
No, it's not a highlight. So, yeah, I think we're it's time for the outfield highlight catch.
Okay. Yes, Rich Hill. It was, I think, Choi who bunted on him, and it was at the Trop. So he's got bad memories of shift-beating bunts at the Trop.
I love it.
May 22nd, 2019. Last time he pitched at the Trop, probably.
Premo.
How about that?
Premonition season.
All right, thank you guys very much. Reminder, we do the pregame shows on Saturdays and Sundays, but we do them on Instagram Live, Jake and I, just wherever we are. We pull up the phones, and we go through all the same categories that we do here. Thank you very much for tuning in. Enjoy a little Friday day game baseball. Goodbye.
Oh, Yanks, baby. Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.